moments of melody with a note of joy. Nearly everyone had gone. The lights were being put out, and Dr. George F. Pentecost had noticed that a child was following him around after the evangelistic service. At last he said, "Little girl, what do you want? Why have you not gone home with the rest of the folks?" As she turned to him, he saw that her clothing was ragged and her feet were bare. She was a forlorn-looking little creature, probably about 12 years old. She stood up on her bare toes and whispered in his ear, "Mister, I want to get saved." Surprised and startled at the intensity of the child's tone, he scrutinized her narrowly and questioned her more closely. "So you want to get saved? And why do you want to get saved?" Again the child raised herself on her toes and whispered, "Because I'm a sinner." "Who told you that you were a sinner?" asked the evangelist. "God says so in his book, and I feel it here," laying her dirty little hand over her heart. "Well," asked the evangelist, "so you think I can save you?" Drawing away, she did not whisper this time, but her words rang out short and clear. "No, mister, you can't save me. No man can save a sinner." Then drawing the little inquirer beside him on the seat, the preacher took her little hand in his own and in a kind tone said, "You are quite right, dear little soul. No man can save you. Tell me, why did you come to me? Who can save you?" Again her voice dropped almost to a whisper, and with infinite pathos in her words, she replied, "Jesus, mister. He can save me." "Ah, yes, my dear," said her questioner, "Jesus can save you. But tell me, how is he going to do it?" Again the little lips lifted to his ear and her eyes filled. She eagerly answered, "Oh, mister, he died for me." Some curiosity prompted the evangelist in putting the next question. "Then he's dead, isn't he? How can he save you if he's dead?" The child sprang from her seat and her eyes now flashed. Again her voice rang out loud, "He's not dead. He's not dead now. He died for me, but he's not a dead man. He's God's son, mister. Didn't you say that this very night in your sermon that God raised him from the dead? No, he's not dead now." Her voice dropped again, and once more came the pathetic words, "Oh, mister, I want to get saved." The child had grasped the truth with a clearness seldom observed. She left the church happy and rejoicing, having learned that by simple faith she was saved by trusting in the finished work of the risen Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ, his own self, bare our sins in his own body on the tree. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.